You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to be chatting about Cloud Boy heading out on tour very shortly, so stick around. This is Red Rubicon.
Lounging in the gutter, look at you, you're a star. I tell you I'm not lying, you tell me that you are, oh yeah.
Red Rubicon by Cloud Boy. We've got Demania Lloyd from Cloud Boy on the line. Kia ora, Demania. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. This is very exciting news. Not only have we been able to celebrate down at the end of the garden with a first-time vinyl issue this year, but you guys have just announced you're heading out on tour, reforming and heading across the motu. How do you feel about all of the resurgence in Cloud Boy action at the moment?
It's pretty amazing. It's been a while since we were sort of doing things, so it's really exciting, and I don't know, the world has changed so much since we were out on the road last time. We didn't really have social media and things like that back then, so yeah, good.
There's definitely been a lot of people online and, texting into the radio and just chatting about how excited they are about you guys reforming as a band. I think you really sit in a special part of New Zealand's kind of cultural history of music that was coming out of Dunedin around the early 2000s. It's a really singular sound that you guys were making with this record, which, having, you know, re-listened to it with this reissue, it still sounds so fresh. How do you feel about it when you listen to it now with, you know, a good 20 years gap between the writing and now this reissue?
It holds up. It's really interesting. There is a timelessness somehow in the way it was all created and put together. I think because a lot of my influences would be going back further in time, and because a lot of it's quite orchestral, there's a timelessness in that type of style of thing. Yeah, it's been really interesting just going back into it, and because I was quite young when I wrote all the songs for this album, and revisiting kind of like a little strange window back into the world that we were in and where I was at in myself. And yeah, it's interesting. The whole process has been a little bit confronting at times, but it's really exciting. Yeah,
bit of a time machine almost, or something. It must be quite wild to be, you know, re-rehearsing these songs and getting ready to actually play them again. Does it feel quite strange to be embodying, you know, yourself from 20 years ago almost, or do you feel like you're putting them into a new space when you're performing them now?
They're definitely in a new space, but it's kind of a privilege to be able to do that, to look back. When I was younger, writing music was kind of about processing my own brain and stuff, and, you know, I was pretty confused about how everything worked sometimes, and very chaotic, and I used a lot of working with my dreams and books and, you know, all kind of ways to make sense of what was happening in the world and in myself. It's quite a privilege to be able to revisit all that and re-understand.
Yeah, totally. When there is a special reissue, especially one that, you know, really resonates with people, I think this is the reissue I've seen people be the most excited about locally this year. There's just sort of something about this record that's really sat with people since it first came out. Have you had conversations with friends and peers? Like, it must be quite an interesting community thing that happens when, you know, something that marks a time gets a celebration.
Yeah, it's so lovely because people that I wouldn't expect to have any idea what Cloudboy was, and don't, like, people at work even who have no idea what I've ever done in the past.
Yeah,
I'm just here at work, and then they go, "Oh my goodness, I had Red Rubicon on my phone between, you know, for years, and I love that track, and you guys are amazing." It's really, it does. The people that were impacted were interested back then, it does seem to have saturated into them. And it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, also it's a good way to catch a new generation of listeners and people who, you know, maybe weren't even born the first time round, who can tune into this and get something out of it as well. What can people expect from the Cloudboy shows? Because there will be people coming to these shows who have never seen you play before.
Yeah, well, we've got a five-piece band, so we're really excited to be working with our drummer Heath, who was on the original recording, and we've got John White, who done a lot of backing vocals and violin for us as well. He's over from Peru, and then me and Craig Monk and Joe Contag, and we're getting a film specially made for us to play behind us when we play by Stuart Lloyd Harris, who's a Christchurch filmmaker and photographer, and so it's going to be visually quite, I think we'll create a world, like we use, when we tour, we like to choose spaces that are beautiful and warm and kind of welcoming. So a lot of the venues we're playing in are small. There's a lot of wooden floors and beautiful features in them. And there'll be sit-down shows. They're all ages shows as well, so people can bring their kids if they want to.
Awesome.
They're all non-alcohol shows as well, except for in Christchurch. So what can people expect? Hopefully just a beautiful, multi-layered experience with some oral and visual delight.
Fantastic. It sounds wonderful. And I am looking at the places you're playing are really beautiful. The Grain Store Gallery in Oamaru is a very special one. Vogelmorn Hall in Wellie. Up here, you're playing the Unitarian Church on the 18th of November. That's a really lovely spot.
Yes. I haven't been there, but the pictures of it look amazing.
Oh, it's great. It's good acoustics as well. It'll be a really nice one. Loons in Christchurch and Te Whareo Rukutia in Dunedin as well. This is all happening across November and December. As mentioned, 18th of November here in Tāmaki. Demania, thank you so much for speaking with us about this very exciting Cloud Boy tour, which I know a lot of people will be very, very keen to head along to. Have a really wonderful rest of your morning, and we will see you in a couple of weeks when you're up in Auckland.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Have a great rest of your day, and we're looking forward to the tour. Thanks.
Thanks.
On the cozy where I lay, brightness falls from the air, darkness falls from the air. You're so pretty.
Cloud Boy with You're So Pretty. That is going to be a very special show happening on the 18th of November at the Unitarian Church. Thank you so much to Damania for speaking with us about it. It's going to be a really special gig. You can grab tickets now, and I wouldn't muck around on it because they're going to sell very, very fast. You're on BFM Breakfast. I hope you're having a nice morning out there. If you would like to get tickets to that show, you can go to Under the Radar and get them. Great way to support local and independent ticketing platforms too. Shout outs to Under the Radar for all their amazing editorial mahi and also their facilitating of great gigs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.